This is Dr. Michael Wilkes with a second opinion. In a few weeks, a couple of thousand California medical students will find out where they will be assigned to do their internships. In medical circles, this is called the match. The process is based on a computer algorithm, and it assigns graduating medical students to internships in states across the country based on the competitiveness of the student and their specialty interest. Many, but not all, of California's medical students will stay and practice in California. This is a good thing because the state is desperate for doctors, particularly in rural areas. California ranks first in the U.S. for the percentage of doctors who train in the state and then select to stay and practice in the state. But with a population of 39 million people, we need lots of doctors. We currently have 101,000 active physicians, which translates to one doctor of some sort for every 431 people. But we only have one primary care doctor for every 1,200 people. This assumes that people and doctors are distributed evenly around the state, which they are not. Rural and poor urban areas are grossly under-doctored, and parts of Los Angeles and San Francisco have some of the highest doctor-to-patient ratios in the world. The U.S. Department of Health and Human Services defines a shortage area as having fewer than one primary care doctor for every 3,000 people. Well, California has 607 federally designated shortage areas, and it has 7 million people living in those areas. Now, hospitals and elected officials are getting creative as they think of new ways to persuade or entice young doctors to settle in underserved areas. Some communities are offering to forgive tens of thousands of dollars in loans. Some are providing new doctors housing, and all are looking to recruit medical school grads with local ties and convincing them to come back home. They are, after all, the ones who know the people and the culture best. But these small steps miss the big picture. Why not require every medical student to work after residency in an underserved area, either in the United States or around the world? You know, society pays a large part of every medical student's training. Even when they pay their full tuition, the tuition doesn't cover the full cost of medical school. Many developed countries around the world require a year or two of community service before a doctor can enter practice. Why not do the same in the U.S., or at least in California? Perhaps with community service could come the elimination of student debt. Kansas does this, and they offer medical graduates the opportunity to work in underserved areas, caring for poor people or for vets. 30% of their medical graduates take the offer. It is time to make sure that Californians get the doctors they need, and it's going to take some creative thinking. This is Dr. Michaels with a second opinion.